BJ Crocker, welcome to the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown on WWTC. Today we count down the top 40 songs of September 5th, 1964. You're gonna love it. Here's number 40, Millie Small and Sweet William. Number 40, and we're off and running here with Millie Small and Sweet William. Of course, her big hit was My Boy Lollipop. That hit as high as number 2, and you just heard the follow there. Sweet William by Millie Small on Smash Records. It's 10:07. Good morning. Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown featuring the year 1964. Song number 39 was originally recorded in 1960 by Jimmy Jones. This week, it's number 39, and it's Handyman by Del Shannon. I hit three times. First time for Jimmy Jones, second time there for Del Shannon, and then, of course, James Taylor had it out here a couple of years back. Handyman got as high as number 22 for Del Shannon. This week, you can mark it down at number 39 on your Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Let's move up a notch now to song number 38. This was a top five record for Jan and Dean, The Little Old Lady from Pasadena.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The biggest hit for Jan and Dean was their first in 1963. Surf City hit number one. The Little Old Lady from Pasadena, a top five song there for Jan Barry and Dean Torrance. You can mark it down here, number 38 on your Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. And a little later on today, I'm going to play a Coca-Cola jingle for you that could have been a hit record by Jan and Dean. We're moving up now the ladder to number 37. It's Jimmy Hughes and Steal Away. Hughes and Steal Away, his biggest hit, got as high as number 17, 12th week on the chart there, and you can mark it down at number 37. Glad you're here this morning on 1280 AM WWTC as we count down the top 40 songs of September 5th, 1964. A big, big year for the Beatles, and we will be getting to the Beatles at least four times today. They have four chart positions in our top 40 countdown. As a matter of fact, they're on the Hot 100 for September 5th, 1964, seven times. And we'll be getting to them in a little while. But, you know, what's really surprising, you know, when last week we did 1957, and you get to 1964, and there is very little country on the charts. It's really a lot of rock and roll here today between now and 2 o'clock. Although, you know, there is a new song out here on September 5th, 1964 from Roger Miller. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Gonna get you going here on Saturday morning with an extra to our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown at WWTC.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, howdy-ho. Chug-a-lug, 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 chug-a-lug.
One of the crazy guys from Nashville, that's Roger Miller. You know, he grew up writing with Johnny Rivers. Johnny Rivers will be heard later today on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. We're moving up now to song number 36. 1964 marked the return of Little Anthony and the Imperials. I'm on the outside, looking in. Number 36. Little Anthony and the Imperials. I'm on the outside looking in. Little Anthony's biggest hit was Tears on My Pillow. His first back in 1958, I believe. And the song you just heard got as high as number 15. It's number 36 on this week's Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. By the way, the chart now for September 5th, 1964. And here's a wax to watch this week. A song that's certain to crack the top 40 in the coming weeks. Another British invasion group. The Searchers.
Someday we're gonna love again.
The Searchers, the group you just heard singing Someday We're Gonna Love Again, a wax to watch, and certain to crack the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown next week. We'll get to song number 36. No, all that we did 36, that was Little Anthony. 35's coming right up here. Song number 35, done by a gospel singer. His name is Joe Hinton. Here's Funny. And it's number 35 on this week's TC Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Number 35, Joe Hinton and Funny. Yes, 1964 was the first big year for the Beatles. As a matter of fact, 64 was the biggest year for any group or artist since Elvis Presley in the years 1956 and 1957. I'll Cry Instead is song number 34 on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Catch him on Ed Sullivan in February 1964, The Beatles, and I'll Cry Instead. That's one of five Beatle tunes you'll hear today on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. And we're moving up another notch to song number 33. This group had number ones with Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, Walk Like a Man, one of the very successful groups of the 1960s. First known as the Four Lovers, a former number one for Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Here's Ragdoll. Do you remember seeing Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons on Hullabaloo? I looked at my television and I thought, that voice is coming out of that person? Couldn't believe the falsetto on Frankie Valli there. And four clean-cut guys who certainly paid their dues, the known as the Four Lovers back in the 50s, and had a number of records out before they made it as the Four Seasons. The turning point in that group's career was the addition of Bob Gaudio, who came from the Royal Teens to join what then became the Four Seasons, and one of maybe one of your favorite groups from the 60s. It's a brand new release on September 5th, 1964. To get this one in before Labor Day. A summer song on TC.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze.
A summer song by Chad and Jeremy is an extra to our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown this week. Song number 32, Bit the Dust. Right before we went on today at 10 o'clock, Dancing in the Street by Martha and the Vandellas. Martha and the Vandellas, one of the big groups of the 60s, and really they don't get credit for it. They had top 10 songs from 1962 all the way through 1969. And for some reason, when you think about Motown, you probably think of people like the Supremes and the Four Tops and the Temptations. It takes a while before you get down the list to Martha and the Vandellas, but they had a lot of big songs on Gordy Berry, or shall we say Berry Gordy Records, one of the first acts to sign on Motown. I tell you, I do have some Martha and the Vandellas here for you, though. Another top 10 for them. I'm Ready for Love. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas Dancing in the Street, song number 32 this week, got as high as number 2. Heat Wave was number 4, and they had a lot of big songs in the 60s. I'm ready for number 31. You heard Ragdoll by Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons at song number 33. And that one was dropping down the charts. It did hit number 1. Well, this was the follow to that song. And it's now moving up the charts. If you're looking at Billboard's Hot 100, it was 64 last week. An incredible jump to 31 this week. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Save It For Me. Got as high as number 10. The follow to Ragdoll, Save It For Me, you can mark it down at number 31 on your Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. In 1964, the music world lost one of its big country stars. Jim Reeves went down in a plane crash. Let's remember one of the big Jim Reeves hits from 1960.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. You have to go.
Jim Reeves flew on in 1964. The first commercial Beatle recording is song number 30. It's next on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Good morning. This is B.J. Crocker. It is September 5th, 1964. Welcome back to the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown on WWTC. In minutes, you'll hear Roy Orbison. Right now, the first ever commercial Beatle recording. The first lead for John Lennon. It's Ain't She Sweet on TC. And it wouldn't take long and the girls would be saying, ain't they sweet? The Beatles. And the Beatles recorded that one in 1961. It was on Atco Records. And Stu Sutcliffe was playing bass with the Beatles about that time. That song was produced, and this surprises the daylights out of me, by Bert Kampfert. Bert Kampfert, who has done the music you'd hear on the beautiful music stations. But Bert Kampfert producing Ain't She Sweet for the Beatles. Song number 30 on this week's Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Yeah, the Beatles were the good guys, and these guys were the bad guys. The Rolling Stones. Song number 29 on the Coca-Cola Top 40 Countdown.
Baby used to stay out.
I want to read you a quote from the Los Angeles Times, May of 1971. English rock writer Jeffrey Cannon said, "The Rolling Stones are perverted, outrageous, violent, repulsive, ugly, tasteless, incoherent, a travesty. That's what's good about them." As a matter of fact, they were booed off the stage out at Danceland and Excelsior in 1964. Now they're coming back to the Twin Cities here December 3rd. I think that's a Thursday night. St. Paul Civic Center didn't want them. But the Met says, sure, what the heck. Stones are going to be out there, and I believe the tickets are not on sale yet, but will be going on sale soon. I do have to mention that It's All Over Now was a flip side. Tell Me by the Stones was actually a bigger hit. And It's All Over Now was song number 29. And we're moving now to song number 28 on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. It's Gene Chandler, Gene Duke of Earl Chandler, and a song called Just Be True. Earl was number one for Gene Chandler in 1962. He had hits on the charts for at least 10, 15 years. And Just Be True got as high as number 19. It's number 28 on this week's Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Surprise, Twin Cities music fans. It's Gregory D. of Gregory D. and the Avantes. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. 64 was your first big year.
It was. definitely.
Now, Gregory D and the Avantes went to high school together, didn't they?
We the three of us did, me, Froggy, and Dave Metzeld.
Mm-hmm. What high school did you go to?
Went to Washburn.
Washburn, eh? Okay. And you got together in high school, and it wasn't really until after you got out that you really hit it big, huh?
Well, there was a few things that happened before, and then we hit it actually in 1964.
Okay.
With Oldsmobile Wayne was our first record that we had out, and that was a big record for us. And of course, The Grind probably was our biggest record that we had out.
Okay. I do want to mention, too, that there was a big battle of the bands back in about 1964 that really put you on the top. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. And I think that's what really got us started, winning that battle of the bands. It really got us off the, the running track or whatever. But
give us some of the names that were in that battle of the bands.
Oh, there were the Delcounts and the Jades. Let's see, the Castaways.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even think of all of them right now.
What do you think it was that attracted people to Gregory D and the Avantes, outside of the fact that you had a unique sound with that organ there?
Right. You'd have to see us live to judge that. I think that from the last TC reunion that we had, if people were down there and saw us live, they would understand the presence that we had on stage. And it's probably our repertoire with the crowd. And
you really get on with people up there.
Really do.
Yeah.
Really do. A lot of contact with people.
Gregory, let's remember your first number one now, your first big hit, that is, in 1964. Oldsmobile Williams.
Oldsmobile William, where you gone?
The organ of Gregory D and Gregory D and the Avantes there, their first hit, Oldsmobile Williams. When you coming back?
Well, believe it or not, we're coming back.
You are?
Yes, we are.
Gee.
September 19th.
That's 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today, and we're going to be at Southdale.
That's right. Southdale's 25th anniversary.
Right.
I knew I'd heard that somewhere. TC going to be celebrating Southdale's 25th anniversary with Gregory D and the Avantes. 2 weeks from this afternoon, right?
Right, that's it.
Oh, we're glad to have you back, Gregory. Thanks for calling in this morning. I know that 11:23 in the morning is, you know, like the middle of the night for a musician.
Well, I appreciate talking to you, and I hope to be talking to you again, and I hope everybody can get out there to see us.
2 weeks from today at Southdale. Thank you, Gregory.
Thank you.
We're moving along now to song number 27. As you look at your Billboard Hot 100 for September 5th, 1964, you'll see that this one has jumped from 51 to 27 in just 1 week. And in 3 weeks, it would be number one. The biggest hit for Roy Orbison, Oh, Pretty Woman. Got a call from a lady who wanted to know if Roy Orbison was blind because he is always seen wearing the dark glasses. The answer is no. The reason Roy Orbison has always worn the dark glasses is, number one, he's a motorcycle enthusiast, and number two, he's had a lot of tragedy in his life. Lost his wife, lost a couple of children, and seems like song was a way for a lot of people to kind of get it out and make it feel a little bit better. And there was a song that was just released on this day in 1964 about a tragedy on the road. I know you remember it well. The Last Kiss. The first for J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers.
Well, where away can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me.
Also brings back memories of Teen Angel by Mark Denning. I guess you kind of think of those two as kind of peas in a pod together. J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers, Last Kiss, a new release on September 5th, 1964. You know, as you go back through the years and listen to the radio, some of the best songs on the radio have been Coca-Cola jingles, like this one here from Jan and Dean.